With more than 2 million downloads, this is your number one source for true crime coverage in America. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Madeline Soto, that's the case we're talking about right now. And there's new audio out. Yes, newer than new, because they've been dropping a lot of audio the last couple of weeks of the interrogation. But newly released stuff captures the intense interrogation of Jen Soto and Stefan Stearns by deputies investigating the disappearance of 13-year-old Madeline Soto. It underscores the urgency and seriousness of the investigation as law enforcement seeks to uncover the truth about this missing girl. We're going to take a listen to some of that in here just a moment. Quote, do you have any idea where she could be? A detective pressed Stearns, who was expected to take Madeline to school on the day that she vanished. Stearns, visibly anxious, says, no, none at all. No.
Mm-hmm.
As the interrogation unfolded, deputies and revealed a critical piece of evidence. Madeline's backpack had been found in the trash. Well, I can confidently tell you she did not go to school with her backpack, the investigator stated. Stearns, taken aback, asked, how's that? The detective explained, because we found it in a trash can. So I'm pleading with you to dig down and do some soul searching. Stearns was taken into custody and deputies conducted a forensic examination, removing his clothing for evidence. The video shows him sitting in handcuffs, visibly shaken before being let out. With the pressure mounting, Stearns ultimately requested an attorney, prompting deputies to end the questioning. Shortly thereafter, he was arrested. Do you want to know what you're being detained for? The detective inquired, revealing the seriousness of the charges against him. Capital sexual battery and possession of child pornography. In a separate interview, Jennifer Soto expressed her emotional turmoil as she recounted the day she learned her daughter was missing. Can I get a tissue? She asked, her voice trembling. At some point, I emailed one of the teachers asking if she made it to class. I checked her attendance, and she didn't make it at all, she explained. During her interview, deputies also questioned Soto about her awareness of any abuse Madeline may have faced. If I knew what to tell you, I would tell you. I don't know anything, she replied, conveying her confusion and heartache. Let's take a listen to some of that clip.
That there's probably some sense of guilt. And my fear is that sense of guilt is causing you to not want to assist in the location of her, not because you're a bad person, but because there's that sense of guilt that what was happening under your roof. And now, by her being found, brings that all to your plate, and it doesn't.
Oh no, if I knew anything, I would so tell you. I want to believe that she's dead, because you guys tell me your suspicions, but I'm not gonna believe it until I have her body.
So there are things, and the reason I say these things, and again, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but the reason I say these things is there are a lot of things you've said, and a lot of things I've kind of researched between the Fox 35 story, between your initial statement to the police. A lot of things have changed. The initial statement to the police was you watched her get dressed, you watched her leave, you knew exactly what she was wearing.
Can I tell you
Absolutely.
My thought process on that, or where I came from with that? I was handed this form, and I'm like, where do I start? What do I write? And somebody said, tell them what you saw. And so I started with, I saw. And then I wrote out what I wrote out. But it wasn't until later, I was like, wait, I didn't see her. I assumed that I saw her. I assumed that I heard her, but I didn't. In reality, I didn't see her. I only saw him. And I heard something in the kitchen, but I don't know who that was.
Which we talked about today. But I guess there's other concerns.
Yeah.
She just said, I heard somebody in the kitchen, but I didn't know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
How often does that happen to anybody? I heard someone in the kitchen, but I have no idea who it was. It's your fucking house. Don't you know who's in your house?
Well, I guess she could mean that, you know, she didn't know if it was Madeline or if she didn't know it was Stefan.
You couldn't tell the difference?
And don't they have like another, isn't there like other roommates or something too with these people with their numbered doors and shit?
Yeah, I think there's other people living in the home. But what really bothers me is she's, well, let me tell you how this happened. It's like, hold, I hope you're buckled up, but because boy, we just took a turn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's,
I know I'm being very judgy about her, but I just feel like she just missed the whole point on what being a mom was like.
I can't tell if she's just a complete idiot or if she has, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to guess she has knowledge here. I don't know how she couldn't. I got to watch the video. I just found it here. And I want to see more of her actions in this interrogation. And I just found the Stefan one as well. And I am really curious to take a look at these. And we'll grab the audio, these full interviews, and we'll post it for you here on the podcast and on our YouTube channel. But I'm going to break that down. This is... there's even video of Stearns being arrested and being shackled and cuffed, basically.
Oh, wow.
So this is going to be interesting to watch. It's just dark. The whole damn thing is dark. What's going to happen next? Who knows? I don't know. She has some form of immunity right now, but it's limited. They brought her in for questioning, and they've been able to tell her that she's immune. No matter what she says, she's immune in that specific thing, unless more incriminating things come out, which I'm going to guess they're going to. But
What they've already got is so incriminating, you know, just from his cell phone. Yeah. So what else are we going to learn? What else happened in that house? What else happened to this poor girl who just before her 13th birthday wanted to go live in the woods because she didn't want to live in the home that she's living in?
I think we're going to learn a lot more. I think there's a lot more to come on this one, and it's probably going to involve other people, too.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.